WTNS Communication Lines gives you 2 hours of local news, weather, sports, and information. WTNS Radio gives you everything you need to know. We are live, we are local, and it all starts with WTNS News.
The movement, and maybe that wasn't a great choice of words, absolutely confront and absolutely stop the extremist movement happening.
Both candidates also touched on the divisive political climate.
The biggest threat to American democracy today is big technology companies in bed with the communist Chinese who are censoring information about American policy.
This was their third debate so far. Former President Donald Trump is also set to host a rally for Vance the day before the election. I'm Jeremy Scott, WTNS News.
All Hit Radio.
All right, you're listening to All Hit Radio, and it's 53 degrees at 13 minutes past the hour. And right now in our All Request line, I've got Mike Ledgerwood on the phone. Hey, babe, what would you like to hear?
We've been
observing your... Hey, babe, I'm sorry, I can't hear you too well. You're going to have to speak a little closer into the phone. Okay, babe, what would you like to hear again?
We are observing your Earth.
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but that's not on our playlist. And by the way, you sound great over the phone. Anyway, if you give us your request, we'll be glad to play it for you, babe, so let's hear it.
We are observing your Earth.
Listen, Mike, I'm sorry, babe, but we can't...
And we'd like to make...
I'm sorry, Mike, we... There's...
A contact with you. Baby.
In your mind, you have capacities, you know, to telepath messages through the vast unknown. Please close your eyes and concentrate with every thought you think upon the recitation we're about to say. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary most extraordinary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft. Calling occupants of interplanetary craft.
We are your friends.
Thank you.
transmit thought energy far beyond the norm. You close your eyes, you concentrate. Together, that's the way to send a message. We declare world contact day.
Carpenters calling occupants of interplanetary craft, one of the more unusual entries in their discography, came later in their chart careers. That song has an interesting backstory as well. Maybe we'll get to that in a little bit. It's time for the Communication Lines program, and we are going to have open phone lines for at least a bit today. Likely most of hour number two. We are going to visit with Stephanie Slifko from the Coshocton County Board of Elections here in a little bit, just to review some deadlines and guidelines for the upcoming election. And we also have the Warsaw Lions Club annual show that is coming up on November 19th and the 20th. And we have on the phone Audrey Phillips from the Warsaw Lions Club to tell us all about it. Morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Mike. Thanks for having me.
What is the official name of the show these days?
Warsaw Lions Show.
Oh, okay. Warsaw Lions Show, and this is a continuation of the show that's been going on for decades.
Right. This is year 63 for the Lions Show.
And you had to take, a year or two off for COVID?
We ended up taking 2 years off for COVID. Yeah. We were tried so hard last year to have a show, but it just... The numbers were climbing, and it just didn't seem to be the safe thing to do.
So this is the first time, then, in 3 years?
We had one 18th. Yes.
Didn't have one last year and didn't have one the year before. So, yeah.
It'd be, right. So the last one was in 19.
Okay. All right. Is the bunch putting it together excited about getting back on stage?
Oh my gosh, we've been having choral practice. We don't start till after the fair. So Tuesday after the fair we start, and the chorus family is back together, and we have several new faces, but familiar, you know, from the community, and very excited to be together again.
Now let's speak to those that maybe aren't familiar with the Warsaw Lions Club show. What type of a show is it?
Well, to put it in a nutshell, it's basically a music and comedy show. So the format is we have six choral numbers, and then we have what we call featured talent, and that can be soloists, trios, quartets, or groups that sing. And then we have the comedy crew that sits in the front of the chorus, and they tell jokes, and then they do interruptions. So you don't know when those interruptions are going to occur and what's going to happen, and that kind of makes it exciting because it's unexpected.
Okay. Could happen right in the middle of a song.
Exactly.
Okay.
We also have Certified Gold from Riverview High School joining us. They sang the last show, and they are going to participate again this year.
And what is the theme this year?
Together Again.
Apropos, certainly appropriate for getting back on stage. Can you tell us about some of the maybe the featured soloists or some of the songs or how you bring that theme together?
So we're going to use this theme last year, but weren't able to, so we brought it back around this year. So some of the songs you may hear, either featured talent or choral, Happy Together, Lean on Me, Everlasting Arms, Consider Yourself, what else? Anything You Can Do, I Can Do Better, If I Had a Hammer, Girls Night Out, just a variety of songs that kind of somewhere within the song have a theme of coming together. And we try to get lively songs so that it's, you know, it's upbeat and everybody has a good feeling.
And many of those songs familiar to people of all ages. About how many people are involved in the Lions Club or outside of the Lions Club in putting the show together?
So the people that put the show together, Donovan Rice and I are the producers. Our music director is Rolanda Hunt. And I'm just going to go over the band while we're here.
Sure.
With Rolanda. On our keyboard, we have Christy Cochran. Guitar, Gary Ron. Guitar, Jim Bundy. Drums, John Collison. And then our comedy crew consists of Bob Buxton, Jesse Buxton, Ryan Teddy, Carl Reinhardt, Jesse Winery, and Glenn Collison. And within that, the interruptions this year are being led by Jesse Buxton and Jesse Winery. So they should be... I have not been fully informed of what we're doing yet, so I'm a little nervous. But what they're doing, but I'm sure it will be spectacular. On our lights, we have Curtis Lee. Sound, we have Gavin Schrock. And Mark Kittle is coming. He's with Rogue Elephant Productions to help with our sound.
So you've got the sound, you've got a live band there, a lot of people on stage, there's the chorus and soloists, and it always is a quality production.
Yes, it's always a lot of fun, yes. Good family entertainment. It's not, you know, you can bring your kids, you can bring your grandparents, everybody's will come and enjoy it.
In the past, let's see, how do they phrase this? It's kind of right on the border between rated G and PG.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
They don't get too blue. All right.
No. We curtail that.
About how many are in the chorus?
There's about 35 members in the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, there's some new faces, but, you know, it's always fun.
And the music, and then you got the comedy sketches. What else would you like to tell us about the show itself? When do you start rehearsing each year?
So the first thing that happens is auditions. To be a featured talent, you have to audition. That's sort of new when Donovan and I took over the show. And that happens the first Monday in August. And the Sweet Adeline's Chorus, a few of the members come down from Mount Vernon. I sing in with them, and we bring them in from out of town just so that, you know, they don't know anybody, and they can just have an unbiased opinion, and they do our picking of the featured talent. And then we start rehearsals on Tuesdays and Thursdays with the chorus, the Tuesday after fair. And this year we're a week short with our rehearsals because of the fair schedule. So it's kind of a time crunch, and everybody really has to pick up on that music fast. We are fortunate. Gail Piper is our CD guru. She we purchase the music, the soundtracks, and the learning tracks. And so Gail does CDs and thumb drives for people, and Rolanda helps oversee making sure everything's on there that needs to be done so people can put them in their car or in their house or wherever to practice. So that helps a lot with learning the music, especially this year with our short period of time.
And what are the dates of the production?
So it's always the weekend before Thanksgiving. It's Saturday night, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday the 20th at 2 p.m. Now, the Riverview Music Boosters is going to do a fundraiser meal beforehand, and that'll be available an hour and a half before. And they're going to do baked chicken, cheesy potatoes, green beans, applesauce beverage, and a dessert for $20. They also run the concession stand prior to. I didn't mention they will start serving that an hour and a half before performance time. So
make a whole evening or afternoon out of it and have a good meal. That's a fundraiser as well. Now, the Warsaw Lions Club show each year, it is a fundraiser for the Warsaw Lions Club.
Yes, it's our big fundraiser for the year that helps us raise money. The Lions Club mission is we serve, and I am a Lions Club member, and there is a lot of need in our community. You know, whether it's gas cards to help people get to appointments, or sometimes we buy the concert shirts for the youth choir, or whether it's eyeglasses, which that's what the Lions Club is known for, or eye appointments. There's so much need in our community, and all that money goes right back in to help them.
Is there anything specific that the proceeds from this year's show is earmarked towards?
Not necessarily, no. No.
And eyeglasses is sort of a signature mission of Lions Clubs around the world. Do you have any information on the background of how that came about?
I honestly don't
I put you on the spot there, but
when I come back next week, I will have that.
Okay.
But I can tell you that in, like, the post offices and different places, there are drop-off places where you can drop your used eyeglasses, and they get sent all over the world to help get people eyeglasses that need them.
All right, let's take a break here, and we'll be back one more time, talk a little bit more about the Warsaw Lions Club show coming up November 19th and 20th at Riverview High School. We'll be back right after these words.
This is Christine Sykes, your county auditor. I am aware that some of you may have been told that the county auditor is able to adjust market values based on personal experience. The truth is, Ohio law governs everything I do in the office, including real estate taxes. No matter what you've heard, the tax formula is the same statewide. Fair market value times tax levies less any allowable reductions, such as homestead, agricultural use, owner-occupied, or forestry tax. Values are set based on recent area property sales, reviewed and approved by the Ohio Department of Taxation, and an appeal process is in place to address properties outside the norm. Levies are approved by voters and monitored by the County Budget Commission, and tax reduction qualifiers are all in Ohio law. No one person, county auditor or otherwise, can legally adjust taxes outside what is set in the Ohio Revised Code. A county auditor is supposed to treat everyone the same under Ohio law, and taxes need to be applied fairly and equitably so the tax burden is equally shared. Go to reelectsykes.com for more information. Don't fall for empty promises. A vote for me is a vote for experience, integrity, and service. Christine Sykes, for County Auditor, the smart choice.
Paid for by Christine Sykes for County Auditor, Nate McNeil, Treasurer.
At Central Ohio Technical College, nothing holds you back. Wondering about Intel careers or other cutting-edge manufacturing? Want the stability of an in-demand healthcare career with great advancement opportunities? At COTC, our 50-plus degrees and certificates build skills employers need. Don't wait. It's time to press go. Get started today at go.cotc.edu/goahead.
At AlterCare Coshocton, we know that care delivered with compassion can sometimes be the best medicine. Our family of dedicated healthcare providers see you as a person, not a number, not a task. A being worthy of connection and support. Experience care that comes from the heart at AlterCare Coshocton, a true home away from home for long-term or short-term care, as well as memory care. To learn more about our dedicated team and comprehensive services, visit with us at altercareonline.com.
This is the Meat Man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. It's the first of the month, and the warm temps make it easy to fire up the grill. We are loaded with fresh-cut steaks, heat-and-eat prime rib, pork chops roast, large chicken breasts, and chopped sirloin patties, and all the deli meat and cheese you need. All my meat is cut to order. Just call me and tell me what you want. Looking for the most economical way to buy meat? Try one of my 19 economy meat bundles, ranging from $19.95 to $179.95. To place orders, call 622-4625 or stop by 993 Kenilworth Avenue. The holidays are around the corner, so get your orders in now. We are having a holiday monthly drawing in November and December for a $150 gift card to the store. No purchase necessary. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market for 42 years, where you can't beat our deli meat prices. Enjoy the weekend, and remember, it's still warm and keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Shaq-a-roni is back at Papa John's Pizza. Get an extra large 16-inch pepperoni pizza loaded to the edge for just $13.99. And for every Shaq-a-roni pizza sold, $1 goes to our local fatherhood initiative. Order online at pjz.com. Or call 740-623-8483.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by Sprint Print. Come visit Sprint Print for all your printing needs, including copies, business cards, all types of business printing and advertising specialties. Sprint Print is still located at 520 Main Street, Coshocton, right behind Stewart Interiors. At Sprint Print, we hop to it.
Partly sunny skies this morning, and then becoming a partly cloudy, widespread dense fog this morning. Warm, with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, unseasonably warm, with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 45 degrees in Coshocton. We are back once again with Audrey Phillips from the Warsaw Lions Club. Their annual show coming up November the 19th and 20th at Riverview High School. And they're going to be with us a couple more times here. But Audrey, can you share some ticket information? How do we get a hold of tickets?
Sure thing. Ads, the ad and patron sponsorships are on sale right now as well, too. You can call Lynn Haynes and Gabby Haynes are our ticketing folks. You can call them at 740-824-5048. Or you can go online to WLCMusicComedyShow.Weebly.com. Let me spell that out. WLCMusicComedyShow.Weebly.com. And as always, tickets are available at the door. Tickets are $12.
All right. Anything else you'd like to share with us today?
And don't forget to come early and support the Riverview Music Boosters meal fundraiser. Anything we can do to help the arts.
Sounds like a great meal as well. So, again, you can make a day or an afternoon out of it. Audrey, thank you for being with us, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks so much, Mike. We appreciate your support.
That's Audrey Phillips from the Warsaw Lions Club. Again, November 19th and the 20th. That's this year's show. It's been they had to cancel the last two, so this will be the first Lions Club show in 3 years, and I am sure that they're just itching to get back on stage in front of an appreciative crowd. It is 9:29. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, this is Danelle Skelton, and I am a parent of two Coshocton High School students. I would like to ask for your continued support on November 8th for the renewal of our 1.12 mil permanent improvement levy. This continuing levy is a renewal, not a new tax, and raises $121,595 annually to help maintain and care for existing facilities and grounds, and provides funding for repairs, technology items, and transportation equipment. These funds are not for operating expenses. I urge you to vote yes and continue to help us to keep education a priority. Paid for by the Coshocton City Schools Levy Committee, Danelle Skelton, Treasurer.
MVHC Urgent Care provides health care without the wait. Their locations offer extended hours and are fully equipped with X-ray and lab services. You do not have to be an MVHC patient to utilize their urgent care services. Visit one of their convenient locations in Coshocton for all of your urgent health care needs.
Hey, Brittany, since you work for Drown Law Offices, would you mind if I ask you a few questions about what my husband and I should do to prepare for our untimely death? This is a topic I don't enjoy talking about, but I want to make sure my family is taken care of.
Sure. I have assisted Attorney Drown with lots of his estate planning cases, so I am happy to answer some basic questions. What would you like to know?
What should we do with our real estate?
There are a few different options available. You could have a deed with survivorship or a transfer on death designation affidavit. Both of these documents would keep your real estate out of probate court. Another possibility would be to transfer the property to your next of kin, but retain the right to live there. Attorney Drown can help guide you in making the best decision for your particular circumstances.
Okay, what would I do with the rest of my stuff?
Some things like cars or bank accounts can also have transfer on death designations added to them. For other personal property, you might want to consider asking Attorney Drown to help you prepare your last will and testament.
How do I reach Attorney Drown?
Call Drown Law Offices at 740-291-8080 or stop into the office at 232 Chestnut Street in Coshocton to make an appointment.
Thanks, Brittany. This has been very helpful. I will call Drown Law Offices today.
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust right in our community. With regular maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and keep your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 or visit them at bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482. McWayne Ductal is proud to say they've been part of the Coshocton community since 1910. They have positions available for production entry levels starting at $25.16 up to $32 per hour, mechanics starting at $35 up to $40.32 per hour, electricians starting at $38.23 up to $44.50 per hour, and maintenance multicraft starting at $39.27 up to $44.50 per hour. Please apply online at McWayne.com. McWayne is an equal opportunity employer.
Dave Yost for Ohio. Dave Yost for America. Stand strong in the land of the free. Dave Yost for you and me.
Yo, yo.
As our Attorney General,
Dave Yost is keeping us safe.
He's protecting religious freedom.
And he's fighting to lower health care costs.
Yo, Dave Yost.
Paid for by Dave Yost for Ohio.
For you and me.
Terry Jamison learned the importance of hard work as a union coal miner before starting a small business and working her way through college and law school. She never let obstacles get in her way, working as a single mother, helping struggling families, and ultimately becoming a judge. Now Terry Jamison is running for the Supreme Court because the Supreme Court matters.
I'm Terry Jamison. The Supreme Court should be accessible to everyone, not just the wealthy or powerful, because justice must be equal for all. It can provide checks and balances to overreaching and extremism. The Supreme Court should be independent and keep the politics out. I'm Judge Terry Jamison. I'm running for the Ohio Supreme Court because justice matters, and every Ohioan deserves fair and equal justice.
Take a stand for justice. Join Ohio firefighters, teachers, nurses, and other hardworking Ohioans who say vote for Terry Jamison for Ohio Supreme Court. Paid for by Committee for Terry Jamison.
Russ DeCore's Holiday Open House is November 5th from 10 to 4. Shop sales, pick a cookie, get a percentage off your total, and free make and takes at 115 South 6th Street. Grab a cinnamon roll from Rolls by the Pound food truck. Come and get your picture with Santa at Russ DeCore.
Partly sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy today. Widespread dense fog this morning. Warm with highs in the mid-60s. Mainly clear tonight. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 47 degrees in Coshocton and still foggy in Coshocton County. Will remain under a dense fog advisory until 11 o'clock this morning. Going to have some open phone lines in a little bit. We are going to visit once again right now with Stephanie Slivko, the Deputy Director of the Coshocton County Board of Elections. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning, Mike.
Getting close to election time, so just want to review some of the guidelines and rules and deadlines, et cetera. Have you been able to gauge through just how many people have come through your office, calls you got, enthusiasm for this election?
We are on track where we were about 4 years ago. We have issued 4,224 ballots so far. 4 years ago, early voting, we were at about 4,600. So we're right on track. We're seeing kind of a difference in the trend as far as more mail ballots being requested versus people coming in our office. You do have the ability still to receive a ballot by mail. We can process those requests up until noon on Saturday. However, once we put it in the mail, the post office is telling us 2 to 5 days for the mail to travel. So if you're wanting to do it by mail, you really need to get that into us today. We're doing early in-person voting still. This week we're here from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. Today and on Friday. We have weekend hours. We'll be here Saturday 8 to 4. We'll be here Sunday 1 to 5. And then early voting goes until 2 p.m. on Monday. After 2 p.m. on Monday, you have to go to your polling location. There is no voting at the Board of Elections on Election Day. We'll have people come in and say, well, I've always voted here. And then we kind of ask, was it on Election Day? And they remember coming during early voting.
Uh-huh.
So just know that there is no voting at the Board of Elections on Election Day. You have to go to your designated polling location. And we have those 11 polling locations throughout the county on Election Day.
Okay, so up till 2 o'clock on Monday.
2 o'clock on Monday, early voting ends, and then you will just have to go to your polls on Election Day.
And now we had a story that mentioned a printable ballot yesterday. I'd just like to get your clarification on that.
Yeah, so actually the only thing that you can print offline is the application for the absentee ballot. You cannot print a ballot offline and mail it in or drop it off or anything like that. The application is what you can print offline. And you cannot submit anything electronically. It has to be a wet signature on that application. So those could be dropped off at our office. If you have a loved one that may be in a care center or homebound, you can print out those absentee ballot applications, have that person fill it out and drop it off to us so that we can get them a ballot in the mail. So they do have sample ballots available on our website. It's just the Coshocton County Board of Elections under public information lookup. You can view your sample ballot so that you're prepared when you go to the polls and you know what you're voting on, but you just can't print those out and send those ballots in.
You touched on this a little bit already, but what about trends as far as early voting versus voting in person on Election Day?
Right now we're on track to where we were 4 years ago for early voting, so I think there's going to be a good turnout on actual Election Day. Early voting over the years has kind of increased in popularity because sometimes you just don't know where you're going to be on Election Day with your work schedule, family members, whatever it may be. So we've definitely seen an increased trend in people voting early. Being on track to where we were 4 years ago, it looks like we're going to have a great turnout on actual Election Day.
Do you feel that the early voting is starting to plateau at all, or does it continue to increase?
I think it just maybe depends on what's on the ballot, what's on your TV, you know, those types of things. A lot of times in the presidential, we'll just see this huge early voting turnout because maybe we have younger kids voting who are away at college and they come and vote early because they can't make it back on Election Day. So I think the trend kind of goes based upon what's on the ballot as to if early voting is more popular or not.
And let's review the rules on Election Day as far as what you should and shouldn't wear and how far away that those that are making a statement need to stay from the polling places, et cetera, all those, all that good stuff.
So on Election Day, the polls are open at 6:30 in the morning until 7:30 at night. The poll workers put out two small flags that create a neutral zone around the polling location. So we ask that, you know, you don't campaign, put signs, anything inside that neutral zone. And if you are real passionate about your candidate, we totally understand, but please leave your attire at home that day. Put a coat over it, zip it up, whatever it may be, because that neutral zone is just that. If you wear your T-shirt for your candidate or whatever in that neutral zone, you actually are campaigning, which is a violation of election law. So we know everybody is passionate, but if you could just try to help us keep that zone neutral so that everybody feels like they have their voice and that they're not influenced or intimidated by anybody in that neutral zone.
Have here locally in Coshocton County, has there ever been conflict, major or minor, on between people that are passionate about their candidates and issues on Election Day?
Most people don't even think. They get dressed in the morning. It's Election Day, just like when you put on your Buckeye gear for game day. You know, they put on their candidate shirt, and they don't realize that that's something, you know, that is a violation of the election law when they go to the polls. Most people are really good about it and cover up and, you know, apologize that they didn't know. So, no, I don't think in Coshocton County anybody purposely does it. Everybody has their opinion and are very, very passionate. But, you know, our poll workers aren't going to engage in conversation about things that are on the ballot. Mm-hmm. They are trained to, you know, have that bipartisan approach. They do everything in Democrat-Republican teams. So if you just don't mind zipping up or, you know, perhaps changing your clothes after you vote, we would greatly appreciate that.
We always mention poll workers when we talk. Are you all set? You have a good, ready stable of poll workers ready to go?
I have 98 awesome poll workers on our list who are getting trained this week, but we always need more poll workers. It's that time of year, cold and flu season. Life happens. So if you are interested in being a poll worker, we still need those people that we could call at the last minute, get them trained at the last minute, and deploy them on Election Day. So if that is you, give me a call, 740-622-1117, or stop by our office if you want more information about becoming a poll worker. But at the moment, we have a fantastic bunch. We've been doing training since Tuesday for the poll workers. So I think you're going to see a lot of smiling faces on Election Day at the polls.
Am I understanding, though, that you could use some more and you can get them trained before Tuesday?
We will make it happen. We're here all weekend. So we, you know, those people that we call last minute, we get them in here. We make sure they feel comfortable. That's our main goal during training for poll workers, is that they feel comfortable and confident in what they're doing, because they are the front line. They are the face of democracy in Coshocton. So we want to make sure they feel confident so that the voters know that they are getting their votes counted at the polls.
For those that are going to show up at the polling place on Election Day, what do we need to bring with us?
You need to bring a valid form of ID. So that would simply be, for example, a driver's license or a state ID. If for some reason your driver's license has expired or you don't have one, you have the ability to bring a utility bill, a bank statement. There's a whole list of things that are acceptable forms of ID. You can go out to voteohio.gov, and there's a whole list of acceptable forms of ID. So you have to bring a form of identification that is authorized by the state of Ohio in order to cast a ballot.
And a lot of election security is really been a big issue the last couple of years. What's your elevator speech to share with people that indeed that the election is secure?
Everything is done here locally. We have so many checks and balances in place, and it has only increased every single election. We are ordered and mandated and issue directives by the state of Ohio. Everything is done in bipartisan teams. Nothing is connected to the internet. No ballots leave Coshocton County. Everything here is done locally by the faces you see every day. If you ever have questions about election, just come to us. I think sometimes people watch the news, perhaps the national news, and you see what's going on in different states, and their laws are different than ours in Ohio. So give us a call. Stop by. We want you to feel comfortable and confident that your vote is getting counted, and we can explain those processes to you, and we can give you an understanding of how your ballot travels and how it gets counted. So everything is done here locally. Nothing's connected to the internet. And so we want you to feel confident that your ballot's getting counted.
And that was my next question, Stephanie. What is the procedure, the mechanism as far as counting mail-in ballots, ones that are dropped off at the Board of Elections, ones where people come in there and vote early, and people that vote on Election Day? How are all those things tallied and tabulated?
So nothing can be tabulated until 7:30 on Election Day. As far as the mail ballots and early voting ballots, those types of things, they go through their process in order to get them ready, but nobody knows any results until after 7:30. We don't even know anything until after 7:30. So we have different security procedures in place. Every ballot is handled by a Democrat and Republican together so that there's confidence in that bipartisan of counting of those ballots.
And what is the procedure as far as the release of information after the polls close on Tuesday?
So the polls will close at 7:30. By 8 o'clock, we should have our first round of numbers released. Those numbers are strictly early voting. So I know, depending on the type of election, rumors kind of swirl around about absentee ballots. Those numbers that are first released are actually the absentee numbers. Most of our polling locations, by the time they go through their reconciliation and their checklists, don't make it back to our location till about 8:15. So between 8:15 and about 9:30, that's when our polling locations are making it back in. So those first numbers are strictly early voting. That's your mail, your in-person, and your hand-carry ballots.
The early voting and the mail-in voting, do the results, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but are they typically reflective or of a small sample size of the final results, or do people that vote early or mail in their ballots tend to favor different issues and candidates than those that prefer to go to the polling place?
It just always fluctuates. There is really no rhyme or reason. There's no trends that we can tell. It just depends on type of groups of people. If you have more Democrats come out and vote early or more Republicans, absentee numbers are the first, but it's definitely not a reflection at all of how the night will end.
And what else would you like to share with us? Anything else that folks need to come in mind or that you would like to emphasize today, Stephanie?
The most important thing is just those deadlines. We are 5 days out from Election Day. So if you still want a ballot mailed to you, we really need to get that process underway today, just because once we put it in the postal system, it is out of our hands. And the ladies in the back, they are fantastic at our early vote center, and they are going to be here all weekend. So if you're contemplating about voting early, come out. We're here 8 to 7, and then Saturday 8 to 4, Sunday 1 to 5, and Monday 8 to 2. Again, after 2 p.m. on that Monday, you have to go to your polls. You cannot vote at the Board of Elections on Election Day. You have to go to your polling location.
It's getting close to the deadline for mail-in voting. What's the deadline? You mentioned something about a postmark. Does it have to be postmarked by what day? What day?
Yes. So if you have a ballot that was mailed to you, it needs a postal stamp by Monday, November 7th, in order to be counted, or you can drop it off at our office. We do have our secure 24/7 monitored drop box right outside our office, so you can drop it in the drop box as well. Those ballots that you have at home can be returned to the Board of Elections by 7:30 on Election Day if you want to drop them off yourself. So postmarked November 7th, hand delivery by the close of polls on Election Day.
How much usage has that drop box gotten?
It gets a lot of usage. I think we pulled about 75 ballots out of it yesterday. So people definitely like the drop box. It's monitored. We see it out our window. It is under 24/7 surveillance.
Okay, that kind of surprises me. Anything else that you'd like to share with us today, Stephanie, before we call it a morning?
I think that's about it, Mike.
I always appreciate your time. I know you're going to be busy the next few days, and thanks for taking a few minutes to share with our listeners today.
Thanks, Mike.
Stephanie Slifko, Deputy Director of the Coshocton County Board of Elections, with some last-minute Election Day tips. It's 47 degrees in Coshocton, 10 minutes until 10, and we have open phone lines for the rest of our morning. We'll be back in just a moment.
Walking and bike paths, ball fields, soccer fields, picnic shelters, the aquatic center, campground, and the local historical icons, the Lake Park Pavilion and the Monticello 3 Canal Boat. Lake Park Complex is a recreational gem in Coshocton County. Our county park district is enjoyed daily by local citizens and tourists alike, bringing thousands of people annually to Coshocton County. During this election season, please park it on yes and vote for the Coshocton City and Park District Renewal Levy. This renewal is not a new tax and represents a renewal of a 10-year 0.5 mil levy passed in 2013. With a vote for the park renewal levy, you are not only supporting Lake Park Complex, but 10 other community parks throughout Coshocton County. Paid for by the Park District Levy Renewal Committee, Fred Wachtel, Treasurer.
We make decisions every day. How to spend your weekend, what to wear. But some decisions are bigger than others. Don't let others make decisions for you. Vote. Polls will be open on November 8th, and early in-person and absentee voting is available right now. No matter what you choose, you can be confident your vote is secure and your voice will be heard. Big or small, your decisions matter. Visit VoteOhio.gov for voting locations and hours. Sponsored by Ohio Secretary of State Frank LaRose, aired by the OAB and this station.
If it's time to replace or upgrade flooring in your home, there is no better time than now during the flooring sale at Keim Home Center. Let the experts help you select the materials and products that suit both your style and needs and save 15% on stock and special order items from September 26th through October 1st. The flooring sale is your chance to save on materials for your new home or a remodel project. Keim Home Center in Charm, the destination and trusted source for your home, building, and woodworking needs.
There's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Pumpkin Spice is back for a limited time only. Now you can get any size iced coffee for just $2. Try flavors like French vanilla, sugar-free French vanilla, caramel, and pumpkin spice for a limited time. Only $2.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
This is your friend Jeff from the Barnyard. Everyone knows there are lots of places to buy a little barn, storage shed, he shed, she shed, a home office, mini cabin, etc. But your edge is that you know a guy. Stop down at the Barnyard by 16 and 83 South and see your friend Jeff, or check out the Barnyard on Facebook and you can shop from your couch.
Call the FlyHoopie.com Sports Service at 623-9867. Buy on the fly in the privacy of your own home in 15 minutes or less. Visit FlyHoopie.com to get started today.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body on Otsego Avenue. If your vehicle has an unfortunate encounter with a deer, call the most recommended shop in town, H&H Auto Body, 622-8525.
Dense fog advisory remains in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. Partly cloudy today, warm with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And for tomorrow, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 47 degrees in Coshocton. Open phone lines from here on out. And this Lost and Found Pet information is brought to you by Good Boy Bakery. A young female husky with no collar nor tags was found in the Union School area. The phone number is 740-502-1241. A brown and white long-haired adult doodle with no collar nor tags was taken to the animal shelter and was found on County Road 12. And the phone number at the animal shelter, 740-622-9741. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by Good Boy Bakery. From the County Engineer's Office, County Road 23 in Bethlehem Township will be closed until about 3 o'clock this afternoon for tree removal, and that will be between Township Road 36 and County Road 24. And we've received word that the Coshocton County Junior Fair livestock auction checks will be available for pickup starting tomorrow through Friday, November the 11th at People's Bank, 200 Main Street in Coshocton. That'll be from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and Saturday, 9 till noon. And after Friday, November the 11th, they will be mailed to the address that they have on file. If you have any questions about that, you can contact Carol Hodrosky at 740-610-3586.
Because the challenges you face are getting bigger every year, BASF is committed to helping with more than boots on the ground. We're committed to boots in the mud, boots on the steps of your truck, your tractor, your combine, the linoleum tiles of your coffee shop, the concrete of your co-op, the gravel in your shed. So we can listen, learn firsthand, help right now to ensure success. BASF, helping you do the biggest job on earth.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Looking for a good read or a gift? Check out the new book, Frontier History of Coshocton. The book describes the Coshocton's entire glorious history from the end of the last ice age until the end of the War of 1812 in 600 full-size pages with a quality sewn hardcover. Buy it now for $39.99 at the Johnson Hummerkaufs Museum and Amazon.com. Sale proceeds are donated to the museum.
Now that's a sound you can live with. Home fires injure and kill thousands each year. You can help prevent needless fire deaths and injuries by remembering to change and test the batteries in your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors when you change your clocks for daylight saving time. Be sure to remind your friends, family, and neighbors to do the same. A life-saving reminder from the Coshocton Fire Department and WTNS Radio.
WTNS is looking for part-time and full-time people for news and stringer opportunities. If you have some time on your hands and would like to stay connected to the community by attending some meetings and reporting about them, give us a call. It's a small business atmosphere with flexible hours. Call 622-1560 or email your interest to WTNS993@yahoo.com.
Crowd gets the snap out of the gun, back to pass, looks and floats that one on the left side, wide open, Henderson, and Henderson takes it into the end zone, Travion Henderson with a touchdown on a 26-yard pass play from C.J. Stroud.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Saturday, Ohio State heads to Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
Applications are available now at the Salvation Army on Chestnut Street for families to fill out for Christmas Castle and Christmas food. Families can sign up between 10 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. now until November 16th. Use the gym entrance. Applications are also available on Facebook at Coshocton Salvation Army.
This Eye on Weather forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. If you're involved in a collision, don't trust just anyone. Come see us at H&H Auto Body, Otsego Avenue. For 45 years, H&H Auto Body has been providing the very best in collision repair.
Partly cloudy skies, widespread dense fog this morning, warm with highs in the mid-60s for tonight. Mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and seasonably warm with highs in the lower 70s. Currently in Coshocton, it is 47 degrees. Open phone lines until 11 o'clock this morning. Going to get to the news here shortly, but a couple of sports notes. In high school volleyball, the Lady Redskins are in the regionals for the first time in 16 years, and they will take on New Lexington at Heath this evening. New Lexington's given the Lady Redskins some trouble in the past. Airtime tonight is 5:45. Game time is 6 o'clock. And there is going to be a spirit send-off parade this afternoon for the Lady Redskins volleyball team as they head to Heath to take on New Lexington. They're going to leave Coshocton High School at 3:30 this afternoon, travel down Cambridge Road to Walnut, and then on to Main Street before heading to Heath for the match. So they'd like to see a big crowd there along the parade route. High school football, the Ridgewood Generals, they won their first playoff game of the year last week against Berkshire, and they have earned a rematch with Garraway at Garraway. You can hear that game tomorrow night here on FM 99.3. Airtime 6:30, game time is 7 o'clock. You can catch all the action right here on the Sports Voice of East Central Ohio, WTNS FM, Coshocton. It is 10 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Folway.
President Biden is imploring voters to save American democracy. He says some Trump supporters' lies and violence are taking us down a dangerous road. The AP's Tim McGuire.
In a speech Wednesday night, President Biden said democracy is under assault by right-wing Republicans following former President Donald Trump and his lies about the 2020 election and threats against next week's elections.
Trying to succeed where they failed in 2020, to suppress the right of voters and subvert the electoral system itself.
Biden adds hundreds of Republican candidates deny the proven results of the 2020 election and are determined to control the outcome of future elections. Tim McGuire, Washington.
To Ukraine now, where there's a warning about what's going on at a nuclear power plant. Ukraine says Russia has shelled and damaged power lines connecting the plant to the Ukrainian grid. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The move has left the Zaporizhia power plant reliant on diesel generators once again. According to the state operator, the generators have enough power to maintain the plant for just 15 days. Although its six reactors are not operating, they are in need of power to keep them cool. The new turn of events has raised fears of a nuclear disaster. The continuous shelling around the nuclear plant, which has been occupied by Russian troops, has led the UN's nuclear watchdog to warn of a radiation emergency. I'm Karen Chamas.
Japan says North Korea has fired at least one more missile into the sea, bringing the day's total to at least four. Here at home, fewer Americans applied for unemployment last week. The Astros pitched just the second no-hitter in World Series history last night, blanking the Phillies 5-0 to even the World Series at two games each. And the Powerball jackpot is up to $1.5 billion. This is AP News. Now that the Fed's announced it's pumping up its key rate by 0.75 points, you may wonder what that means for you. Well, we'll start with Ben Thomas's report on the rate hike and what Fed Chair Jerome Powell said about it.
We are moving our policy stance purposefully to a level that will be sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2%.
It's the fourth straight hike of 75 basis points, but Fed Chair Jerome Powell says there's still some way to go to fully tame inflation.
And incoming data since our last meeting suggests that the ultimate level of interest rates will be higher than previously expected.
Powell says the time is coming when the Fed might slow the pace, but
there's no sense that inflation is coming down.
And as for those increases,
it's premature to discuss pausing.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Watch for mortgage rates to go up and car loans, loans for big appliances, among other things. This according to analysts. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It is 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 48 degrees in Coshocton, and we have 57 minutes of open phone lines ahead of us starting right now. So let's not dilly-dally around. Give me a call. A lot to chew on there from the AP News. The phone lines are open. Interest rates, the Fed raising interest rates again. I heard a financial advisor once say that's really all the Fed has in their toolbox. to have an impact on the economy. So your thoughts on interest rates going up? When the interest rates go up, and that makes it more difficult or more prohibitive for people to stretch a little bit more to buy that house, to buy that car, and that can have an impact on the economy in a negative way as well. So your thoughts, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. The phone lines are open. We've got sports to talk about, of course. Mentioned volleyball and high school volleyball and football tonight and tomorrow. We got the Buckeyes playing Northwestern on Saturday, and Northwestern's not very good. This year, they fielded some good teams in the recent past. In fact, I forget what year it was. It wasn't that long ago. The Buckeyes played Northwestern for the Big Ten Championship. But this year, Northwestern is 1-7, and the Buckeyes should have no trouble against Northwestern. Noon kickoff on Saturday. And in the World Series, tied two games to two, but really the big story in the World Series last night was a combined no-hitter by the Houston Astros to quiet a usually potent Philadelphia lineup. So your thoughts on any of those things or anything else? Let's go ahead and take that first phone call of the morning. Hello, you're on the air.
Is this me?
It's you.
All right, I got a beef. The sheriff's department needs to make an announcement when we have bad snows and everything. Emergency 1, 2, 3 and all that. I just came down from Warsaw Way. 9 cars passed me without no lights on. You could only see maybe 20 yards in the fog ahead. And one car had one headlight on. I'll make an announcement in Pennsylvania. If your windshield wipers are moving, your lights better be on. And in this kind of weather, your lights better be on. They'll pull you over. They'll give you a warning usually, but sometimes they'll give you a ticket. As far as I'm concerned, anyone who's driving with their lights off right now is a hazard and a danger to the general population. And I have never yet one time, no matter how bad the fog's been, seen any sheriff's department or anybody have someone on the side. Of course, I don't know what they're talking if they are on the side. And telling them, get them lights on. The sheriff's department needs to make an announcement, public address announcement, and tell them, hey, get them lights on, folks. We will enforce hazardous driving. Anyhow, that's my happy thought for the day, Mike.
We will consider this public announcement. And you're right. A lot of, you know, when it's foggy, a lot of people don't turn their lights on. You don't want to turn your brights on because that makes it even worse for your own visibility. I don't know why that is.
Well, I think the majority of people in this country now are probably under, what would you say, 35?
I don't know.
Well, I just take a guess.
Okay.
I'm taking a guess. Driver's ed in these schools and everything, they don't teach them. And you know that Coshocton is notorious, not just Coshocton, but the Coshocton's notorious for not using turn signals.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that 100%.
Well, that's another thing. Accidents is caused all the time because the person didn't use the turn signal. But if you're behind somebody, you hit them in the rear, even though they didn't turn the signal on, all of a sudden they make a turn in front of you.
It's your fault.
The one that's at fault. Yes.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. So all I'm trying to say is, we need to get the education system, especially driving. Evidently, we have incompetent teachers, or we have students who just can't comprehend the most basic safety rules. Anyhow, like I said, have a good day.
All right. It is 8 minutes after 10. The phone lines are open. I hadn't heard from him in a while, but he makes a good point in his own style. About fog, and 2 days in a row we've had fog late into the morning. I believe it's still foggy out there. We're under a dense fog advisory until 11 o'clock. And even early in the morning, oftentimes you'll see people, it's past sunup. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. Don't turn their lights on. But when you have thick fog and spots, it was very thick this morning, you can be a hazard. Other people can't see you. Those lights are not just so you can see ahead, but so other people can see you. So is it a matter of driver's ed? Maybe that has something to do with it. Another factor may be that a lot of newer vehicles have automatic lights. The lights come on automatically. And when that happens, then it's out of sight, out of mind, and you just let the car do the thinking. And if we have a certain level of brightness, those lights don't kick on. Just a thought. Maybe I'm wrong about that. So your thoughts, 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. We do have a caller waiting. I want to make sure we stay on schedule, though. We'll get to the phones right after this.
Why has the Jacobs Vanaman Agency been in business in Coshocton since 1904? Is it competitive pricing, the way customers are treated at the time of a claim, or the number of quality companies we represent, such as Westfield Insurance? The answer is really quite simple. It is all the above. Find out for yourself why Jacobs Vanaman, your local Westfield agent, has been serving this area for over 100 years. Call 622-1796 for a free money-saving insurance review.
Jacobs Vanaman, providing peace of mind since 1904.
Park it on yes and vote for Coshocton City Park District Renewal Levy. This renewal is not a new tax and represents a renewal of the 10-year 0.5 mil levy. These funds help provide your local city and county parks with the ability to provide simple things like restroom supplies and mowing to permanent improvements like new roofs on shelters, planting trees, security cameras, lighting, and even swimming pool updates. This is Sherry Kirkpatrick with Friends of the Parks, and I'm asking you to join me and park it on yes on Tuesday, November 8th, to support our parks now and into the future.
Paid for by the Park District Levy Renewal Committee, Fred Wachtel, Treasurer.
Otsego Carryout in Coshocton is the only stop for whatever you need. Check out their deli, meat and cheese, a freshly made grab-and-go sandwich, and a large selection of Walnut Creek favorites. Check out these new items. Different varieties of fudge, a new selection of name brand bulk candy, pumpkin rolls, new variety of energy drinks, sandwich size trail bologna, and rings, and get your mini Buckeyes for the game. Stop by Otsego Carryout today. If they don't have it, you don't need it.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. No one will sell you a new Ford for less than Jeff Drennan Ford. Come down and see our great selection at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This Eye on Weather report is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. The housing inventory in our local market is extremely low. It is a great time to consider listing your property with a local professional. Let one of the agents at Carol Goff & Associates help you with that process, from pricing to marketing to putting up the sold sign. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them anytime at 622-7653. Partly cloudy today, widespread dense fog this morning. Warm with highs in the mid-60s for tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy and seasonably warm with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 48 degrees in Coshocton, and we have open phone lines up until 11 o'clock this morning. If you're driving out in the fog, turn your lights on, folks. A lot of folks are in the habit of just driving with their lights on all the time. Makes you more visible to others. And the caller mentioned not using turn signals. I think that is something that Coshocton is worse at than other places. Now, I do most of my driving here, and I've lived here most of my life, but not using turn signals. You'll see it in other places, but I think that we are the capital of not using turn signals. One of my driving pet peeves. So is driver's ed the issue? It wasn't that long ago I talked to a driving instructor. And just picking his brain a little bit about driver's ed. You got to be a brave man or a brave woman to do that. And, you know, the driver's ed cars, they have the brake on the passenger's side. But you are going out on the road with a 16, 15-year-old kid that has no experience. And I asked him the question, do you ever have a kid in the car that just should not be on the road? And he said, oh, my gosh, yes. Don't pay attention to the road and just are not ready to do it. And he says he has a talk with the parents. And
that case. But apparently that happens more often than that's not the answer I was looking for. Learning to drive, it's a great responsibility. It is a big rite of passage for a 15, 16-year-old. So we can talk about driver's ed if you would like. We can talk about the election. We can talk sports. Or we can talk about whatever's on your mind. Last caller, his issue, I think he said he saw eight people, or a bunch of people anyway, that just didn't have their lights on when it's foggy out. And that's so other people can see you and do not run into you. It's a quarter after 10. Let's go ahead and take our next phone call now. Hi, you're on the air.
Well, that guy really pushed my button. You might imagine, because I'm always talking about the automatic lights.
Yes.
The fact that people simply get in the car, turn on the daggone car, and go down the road because they've got a newer car. And one, your rear lights are usually not on, so the guy that runs into you is going to be liable. Well, there'll be a court case if there hasn't already about that. And I would be the one to start it, you know, going back even to sue the big pocket people, the auto manufacturers. I mean, great idea, but they didn't carry it far enough. And the guy that called, you know, I was out yesterday morning early, and I don't go out usually that early, especially if it's foggy. I'm not quite an old fogey, but I can see it from here. But I was like, good grief, and my poor nephew drive to Sugar Creek in this, up 93, and I'm going to have to lecture him to leave 10 minutes early. Plus, it's so foggy, everything is so damp, I can't pick up leaves with my leaf-picking tractor because they'll jam up. I mean, it's like I was out last night about 10 o'clock to lock my car. It was dripping like it was raining.
Yeah.
You know, it's so foggy. So I think this is about the worst fog I've seen in many years here, or at least since I've been back around here more full time. This is unbelievable, kind of unbelievable.
Yesterday we had the fog warrant advisory as well, and I think it went up to 10 o'clock yesterday morning. When I left here shortly after 11, it was still foggy here.
Yes, it was.
In town. And this morning when I got up, I watched Columbus TV in the morning, and I saw a couple of school delays start to come in. So I'm like, I better leap out of bed and get there a little bit early in case we have that here. And there weren't any school delays here locally this morning. But even if there was a 2-hour delay, I don't know how much good that would have done.
Well, and I can't imagine there wasn't. I mean, I certainly would have had a 1-hour delay if I were in charge, but I'm not. But yeah, and this all goes back. Now, I'm sorry to bring this up. This is the same mindset that operates in rural communities, and you've heard me call it various things, but you think you're invincible because you're a rural person, you might be a farm-raised person, a rural person. You know how everything works. You know, you're a fix-it, you're a big man, you know, in your jacked-up truck. But you can be big and dead, too. You know, or cause somebody else to be big and dead because, you know, you just think you've got the world by the tail. And it's not just an age thing. I think it's sociologically, it's, you see it. And I think it's probably more men than women. That would be my guess. But this idea that I can handle myself no matter what anybody else does, you know, and this idea of driving without your lights on in the rain, or, you know, coming down from Warsaw in the fog. And I just, you know, I went to Riverview. I drove up through there once I could drive. And just, it's enough to stand your hair on end to think about it. Going out on the road, you know, I drove twice yesterday to Walmart from one end of Canal Louisville to the other. And it was like, good grief, is it foggy? And I, you know, made sure my lights were on and completely on. So I think that guy really, you know, and the fact that you said there's a dense fog advisory, I was about to say, is there such a thing? Because I know in flat parts of the state that I've lived in, there's always been dense fog advisories. I didn't know if we had them here or not. But I think
we don't see it very often.
Right.
And we don't, even on days when there's a little bit of fog in the morning, we don't see too many dense fog advisories.
No, and it needs to have levels, too, if you can measure it somehow. I mean, I bought two new humidifiers and hooked them in, and they started chugging away, and now it's like I don't even need any humidifier right now because it's you know, it, things are damp enough outside that it's 60-some percent humidity in the house. So, I don't know what, and, you know, when you think about it, the guy makes a great point. Yeah, let's pull the people over, let's warn them, give them a ticket, whatever. But do you want to be that deputy that pulls somebody over in a fog like this alongside of the road on Route 36? You're taking your life in your own hands because of the next ignorant hillbilly coming down the road with no lights on, thinking he's invincible.
Well, now, that wasn't a nice thing to say.
Well, but that was my term for it, if you remember, from years ago, was that people just, they think they're invincible, and we're all rural people, and we know how things operate, and we can handle ourselves, but we can't all, you know, because there's other people out there, too, you know, on the road. And it's the same mindset that's playing into a lot of our political brouhaha these days, you know, that my rights and my, you know, and you're too slow and get over and, you know, I'm going to go around you and all that stuff. It's just, I don't know. Eventually, I'll probably just have to see if somebody will start Ubering me around. That would be great if we had that in Coshocton. I guess we still have a taxi, don't we?
Yeah, we do. I've seen them. I don't know what the name of the ones that still exist are. But you might have a point there with self-sufficiency and maybe the feeling of invincibility. My thoughts on it with not using the lights are just forgetfulness, just not doing it. It's half... when it's foggy out, the sun's already up, you got a little bit of light and just not thinking about it. Now, I don't excuse drivers for that, but I think that's part of it. And another part of it would be, as you've already pointed out, those automatic lights, sometimes they don't kick on when they should. Because I've got a 2006 Chevy Impala that has the automatic lights, and there's been times where I thought they should be on and they weren't.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point. At night you think about them, and you can't use your brights at night in the fog because that does you no good. And I have fog lights, which are somewhat helpful. I wouldn't have a car again without fog lights. I just wouldn't ever do it. But I think that it could be just forgetful. And did you ever see a person, especially, and I've seen it in Coshocton, I've seen it especially in bigger cities, somebody comes out, and it's a sure way to get stopped if you come out of a booze place, you know, and you just don't turn your lights on. There's enough light on the street, you just start driving.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, I had a couple friends get stopped, and former students get stopped for that. Because all of a sudden, you know, they're out driving and they just don't think to turn it on. I think especially when you're younger, you don't notice there's no light. There's not as much light, or there's enough light, I should say. There's enough light and you just drive. And so I don't know what the answer to this is. The answer to it is the same as when they report someone was injured or killed and had no seatbelt on. They should report injured or killed and had no lights on in the fog. You know, maybe that would wake some people up because people generally are just going to go their own horizontal way with things, thinking they're, and thank you for saying self-sufficient. I'll try to use that word rather than a bit more negative.
Self-sufficiency is a good characteristic to have up to the point where you start tromping on other people with it.
Yeah, well, you know, here's the term. It's over-self-sufficiency, right? I mean, you feel overly self-sufficient, and I mean, we all try to be independent and self-sufficient as much as we can, most people, but I think it's being overly self-sufficient, and then just, I don't know, there's other mindset that plays into it, I still think, but I haven't done any controlled research on it.
Well,
but,
just like everything, the answer is more complicated than what meets the eye, but I think some of it is just human forgetfulness. I think that's a big part of it because it's kind of bright out, but it kind of isn't, and it just doesn't register in the brain that, hey, maybe I can see all right, but other people could see me better if I turned my lights on. I think a lot of it's just not thinking about it.
Right, and you and I have often come back to this when I've been carrying on, and you'll say, or I'll say, well, there's a lot of factors involved.
Right.
There's a lot of factors involved in everything.
Absolutely.
And again, that's the thing enough people don't think about, all the factors and all the other people and all the other things that are involved in stuff. They just think there's a black and white answer, and there isn't. The world is more gray than black and white. I'm going to have that inscribed on my tombstone, I think.
One more thing. I got another caller waiting, but I want to get your thoughts on this. It's been my observation and thought, and I don't know if it's because why I live here. I do all my driving here in Coshocton, so that's my baseline. But it seems that we have a higher percentage of people that just don't want to use their turn signal here in Coshocton and Coshocton County than when I lived in Columbus or when I travel or when I'm other places. There could be a lot more factors involved in that as well. What about you?
Well, and again, it goes back to that mindset of, well, I'm in the left turn lane, so what do you think I'm doing? Isn't it common sense? And there comes that term again. You know, isn't it common sense I'm going to turn left if I'm in the left turn lane or something like that? But you think about the times, especially hard to get out of places. I'll use South Second Street for an example. If you're facing somebody else and you both want to come out on South Second Street, say one person is at the Dairy Queen or whatever it is down there, and one person's at that Swiss store with the three letters that's there on the west side of the street, and you're facing each other coming out. And that's often happened to me. If you just put on your blinker, I'd know if you're going to head down toward, you know, Bueller's, or if you're going to head up the street, or, you know what I mean? You just look across. If you could see a blinker, wouldn't that help?
Yeah. But you don't think it's any more of a problem here than anywhere else?
I don't know. Maybe you'd have to study percentage of population, number of incidents per population.
Yeah, I'm just talking about the eye test. You know, if I do 95% of my driving here in Coshocton, I'm going to see, you know, that much more people not using their signals. And plus, I'm on back roads and back streets in Coshocton and Coshocton County more than when I do travel elsewhere. So those factor into it as well.
Yeah, and you may have a point, because, like, if I'm driving in Columbus, for sure I'm on heightened alert not only to use my own blinker but to hope other people do. And so I'd say probably proportionally you're right for the population, that there's fewer people actually, you know, and I there's older people that don't do it because they can't hear it, and then it stays on. That's
mm-hmm.
another
thing. Yeah.
You're following somebody down the road, and they're not going very fast, and sometimes I follow and thought, oh, they just left their blinker on. Next thing you know, they're starting to turn, and then you got to stand on the brakes. Of course, the best thing about newer cars, Mike, is that the newest ones have a system that keeps you back away from people. And now, I know your car isn't new enough to have that. But boy, I thought I would hate that. I dearly love it, because I've been reminded that I follow too closely by several of my friends and family. And so that thing will keep you back, depending on how you have it set, so you can get stopped. And in fact, it will stop you, almost throw you through the windshield if you're not careful. That's on my Subaru. It's similar on other cars, too, that I've been around. So that's another, kind of another plus. You know, and it'll also tell you, like, if you're in a line when the vehicle ahead has moved. Okay, well, I better.
Yeah, I got another call. I've been waiting a few minutes, so thank you for your call today. 10:27 is the time, and traffic. That's what we're talking about so far this morning. Our first caller of the hour says, "Hey, folks, turn on your lights. Turn on your lights when it's foggy outside." And I think it probably still is foggy. So, your thoughts? And let's go ahead and take that next caller now. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, Mike.
Morning.
I hear that guy quite often on there, and I wonder, I have a lot of respect for teachers in any form of the education, and I'm wondering if he ever counted how many of his students quit his classes on account of his rambling on things that he cannot control. He can control one vehicle. That is his. I was in a horrific accident 2 weeks ago yesterday, and I'm still very sore. I had a seatbelt on. It came off. And I do the best I can at driving, and I don't like it when somebody passes me and turns off at the next place, but I don't ramble on about them doing that. They're doing that because it's their choice and not mine. And I just wish he could get off of the stool of always talking about everybody else's problems. And I assume he was a wise man at one time, but today and lately, I've been feeling he's a very lonely man. Now, that's my comment, and I thank you very much.
All right. 10:30 is the time. Phone lines are open between now and 11 o'clock this morning. The caller has some harsh comments for one of our other regular callers. It is 10:30. We do have another caller waiting. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll get back to the phones right after this.
Shaq-a-roni is back at Papa John's Pizza. Get an extra large 16-inch pepperoni pizza loaded to the edge for just $13.99. And for every Shaq-a-roni pizza sold, $1 goes to our local fatherhood initiative. Order online at pjz.com or call 740-623-8483.
I'm a God-fearing Ohioan, and I've been watching J.D. Vance. I can forgive him for investing in a Chinese company, creating jobs for the Chinese, and taking jobs from Ohioans. I can forgive J.D. Vance for siding with Putin against the Ukraine. I can forgive J.D. for telling women to stay in a bad marriage. I can forgive Vance for using his infant daughter in a political ad. And I can forgive him for moving from San Francisco to Ohio just to run for the Senate. I can forgive you, J.D. Vance, but I can't vote for you. That's right. I can't vote for you. Join me and J.D.V. Just don't vote for Vance. Paid for by Bring Ohio Back, which is responsible for the content of this advertising. 545 East Town Street, Columbus, Ohio, 43215. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet. But he has got some great deals on carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Partly cloudy today. Widespread dense fog this morning, and a dense fog advisory remains in effect until 11 o'clock this morning. I can't see outside. Is it still foggy out? Warm with highs in the mid-60s. For tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 48 degrees in Coshocton. Let's take our next phone call. Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can now. I don't know what's wrong with my phone. I've been having all kinds of trouble. They keep digging my line up when they clean the ditches out because my line runs under the road.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I don't mean this in a mean way, but my dad had a joke. And it was, you know why they don't have stupid people in West Virginia? And I said, no, why? And he goes, they bust them up and send them to Ohio and make school teachers out of them. That's for that teacher called. I didn't appreciate him. About all my relatives are so-called hillbillies.
Yeah, that was pretty harsh.
I don't mean to be mean, though, but I kind of agree with that last caller. He kind of rambles on and doesn't say too much when I think he's a guy that likes to hear himself talk or something, but. Oh, well, I'm not, like I say, I don't want to be mean or anything. Hey, where would you find a hibiscus bush? I heard you guys talking about that one guy calls in, and he seems to know quite a lot about...
He is an avid gardener, and you can find one in my backyard in a pot.
Yeah, but I don't want to sneak up there and dig your bush out.
I don't know. You could probably, and I think he started it from seed. It was literally a half inch tall when he gave it to me. Now it's still outside. It's about about 6 feet tall. So it grew very, very quickly. It did not bloom this year. Where can you get one? I guess I would recommend calling a garden center. You can probably order seeds online. I don't know if hibiscus seeds are something that you can commonly find in the garden stores around here, but they're not really that uncommon of a plant. People grow them around here.
Well, when I drive through town, there's these. I really don't know. Do they have a really huge flower on them?
Yeah. Hibiscus are. They have a great big flower with big floppy petals. They're associated with Hawaii.
Almost the size of a saucer, huh?
Yes, like exactly.
Yeah, I see them in town, and boy, now they come in different colors.
Yeah,
and I just love them things. They're just really pretty, I think.
They are, and the plant itself is pretty. I didn't know what to expect. The foliage and the stem is not green. It has a rich reddish brown tint to it. I'm kind of disappointed that I didn't get a bloom this year, but I've been told it could take a while. So. Maybe next year if I manage to keep it alive.
Now, that is a bush, though, right?
I don't know.
Is it got a woody stem to it?
It has a woody stem to it. It's only just got the one stem that comes out of the pot. So I guess I don't know what the definition of a bush would be. But it grew
kinda
more
like a forsythia. Like a stem like on a forsythia plant.
This one grew more vertically than horizontally. It grew sort of like a maple tree would grow. When it got bigger, then there would be branches that came off the side, but it's much, much taller than it is wide.
Yeah, that one guy said that everything on it's edible.
Yeah, just for kicks, I nibbled on a leaf. I wasn't particularly impressed with it. I'm not going to... cook with it. I might give it a try just out of curiosity. They make tea with it, and what he says is that
it lowers your blood pressure,
and every time he's talked about it, he always tosses in the disclaimer. Now, if you're going to try this and you're already on low blood pressure medicine, you probably shouldn't. But I like it. It was you're probably one of my favorite, if not my favorite, projects, gardening projects. This summer, just because it was different and something new. But again, I'm a little disappointed I didn't get a flower.
Yeah, that guy seems to know a lot about horticulture or gardening or whatever you call it.
He developed his own tomato.
Yeah, that's something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wondered, did you have one of his plants?
Yes, I have grown his tomato plants for, I don't know how long now, whenever he first gave me some seeds.
Probably how are they? How are
4 or 5 years. They are good. They are good tomatoes. The plants are fairly hardy. The tomatoes themselves, maybe about the size of a early girl, better boy, maybe not quite that size, maybe baseball size for a good size one. They have good flavor. The skin is not tough. Usually they're pretty smooth, and all in all, it's a pretty good tomato.
Yeah, I got some. Somebody give me I can't remember what they was now. They're like a heirloom tomato.
Yeah,
but they was okay, but the skins was really really tough on them.
Yeah,
I don't know what kind of heirloom tomato they was.
There are a bunch of them.
Yeah, and they're not all that great.
They are. Some are, and I have grown lots of them myself, heirloom tomatoes. Again, I like the odd things and unusual things. The better boys and the beefsteaks and the early girls and your super sweet 100s, they are among the most popular tomatoes for a reason. They're easier to grow, they're more disease resistant, and they produce better fruits. I've gotten some pretty good heirloom tomatoes or oddball varieties, but I've got some others that either didn't taste that great. One of them tasted like tobacco, or
tobacco.
It had sort of a tobacco-y tint to it, and it just didn't taste quite like a tomato. But I've gotten some good ones as well. But this year, I stuck mostly with the tried and true. And oddly, I did not have a very good year with tomatoes. But yeah, you're.
I know my wife one time. That was years ago at Port Washington. There was an old guy out there on the other side of Port Washington. That's 36, isn't it?
Yeah.
He had like a truck patch, but he couldn't get anybody. He said, "You can't get anybody, you know, to work anymore because these kids, you know." But I used to go down at Vogley's Fruit Farm when I was a kid and pick strawberries for 8 cents a quart. But he had a tomato. I wish I'd ask what them was, because there was a tomato that was a little bit smaller and orange. And boy, was them things good. I mean, they didn't have that green pith in the center. And they were just as juicy and sweet as could be. I mean, they were really good tomatoes. And I wish I knew what those was. That was the best tomatoes I think I ever ate. Then another guy, he gave me three apples. And that was somebody that growed them up on 021. Did you ever hear anything like that? They were as big as a grapefruit. And I thought, boy, them will be dry and hard and pithy. And they were just as you bite into them, the juice just ran down the side of your mouth. And they didn't have hardly any center to them at all. If you get a chance, that guy calls back and made that tomato, he would probably know what kind of apple that was. I've never seen anything like that.
You say an apple or tomato?
Apple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. As big as a grapefruit.
Wow.
Yeah, and juicy, and it's really good. I mean, there was no way you could eat. Oh, you might be able to eat a quarter of it or something, but you couldn't eat the whole apple. I guess you just make a pie out of it. All right, hey, I'll let you go. I don't want to take up somebody else's time.
All right, well, thank you for calling today, and 1041 is the time, and nobody waiting right now, so you can give me a call at 740-622-1560, 1567, or 545-9284. And we have talked about not driving with your lights on when it's foggy. We have talked about tomatoes and people that don't use a turn signal. So we can chat about that if you would like, or it's not too late to work something else into the mix. And want to remind you once again, here on FM 99.3 this evening in high school volleyball, the Lady Redskins are in the regionals, and that's the final 16 in the state, and they will take on New Lexington tonight, and they will meet at a neutral place. That will be Heath. So head on down the road. Airtime here is 5:45. Game time is 6 o'clock. And if you would like to support the Lady Redskins volleyball team, there's going to be a send-off, a spirit send-off parade, they're calling it, that the team's going to leave Coshocton High School at 3:30. They're going to head down Cambridge Road to Walnut Street and on to Main Street before heading to Heath. So if you want to cheer on the Lady Redskins, you can stop there along the parade route sometime shortly after 3:30. And then tomorrow night, playoff of football, the Ridgewood Generals are at Garraway. Airtime is 6:30. Game time is 7 o'clock. You can listen here on FM 99.3 or watch live on the WTNS YouTube channel. And the Tri-Valley Scotties playing tomorrow night as well. So we wish the Scotties and the Generals the best of luck. The phone lines are dark. And we have the time change coming up this weekend. Daylight saving time. There seems to be the movement, or the idea seems to be gaining steam, to just get rid of daylight saving time or stay on it all the time and not go back and forth each fall and each spring. So what do you think about that? I kind of like daylight saving time, but maybe I'm in the minority. We've had a lot of people say they don't like it. And the lottery, the Powerball, is it the Powerball? Whichever one has gotten big. Powerball, yeah, it's up to jackpot, $1.5 billion. So what would you do with $1.5 billion? We have 17 minutes to talk about it. We'll be back right after this.
You gotta buy a car, sell a car. No longer matters where you are. You go to flyhoopty.com. It's a quick, convenient, easy way to shop for cars with no delay at flyhoopty.com. Yes, it's a one-step, one-stop shopping mall. From your armchair, you can see them all at flyhoopty.com. You can click and find most anything. Cars, trucks, and vans, and SUVs at flyhoopty.com.
A vote for Christine Sykes is a vote for experience, integrity, and service. Christine has served the auditor's office for 34 years. She has also been very involved in her community, from the Coshocton Footlight Theater, the Warsaw Lions Club, to the Riverview High School Mentor Program. She has worked diligently to serve her community in and out of the auditor's office. Vote for Christine Sykes on November 8th.
Paid for by Christine Sykes for County Auditor, Nate McNeil, Treasurer.
Have you ever thought about volunteering, helping others? Making a difference, being part of a team. If yes, then listen up. We think it's time that you added a new suit to your wardrobe. Become a member of the Jackson Township Volunteer Fire Department. All equipment is provided and paid training is available. Stipend program and paid per call for active members. Make a difference by helping in your community. Jackson Township Fire is located at 887 State Route 541, Coshocton. You can call 740-502-3809. Or 740-291-8181 or email jacksontownshipfire8@gmail.com for more information.
Taxing Tim Ryan backed all of Joe Biden's reckless spending. $140 million for a resort in Florida. $2 million for ski slopes in Iowa. COVID checks to criminals. It's crushing Ohio families with inflation and higher prices on everything, from groceries to gas to housing. To pay for it all, Ryan and Biden agreed on $20 billion in higher taxes on low and middle-income Ohio families. Higher taxes even on families making less than $75,000 a year. Taxes that will make our lives even more expensive. Taxing Tim Ryan's not going to change. He's voted with Joe Biden
every single time.
Taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden. Wrong for Ohio.
Every single time.
Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
I'm picking up
Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. If you've never been to The Glass House, stop by and check us out. We have a knowledgeable and friendly staff ready to help. We have the area's largest selection of tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and Delta 8 products. So stop by The Glass House today at 523 Main Street and pick up some good vibes.
Partly sunny this morning, then becoming partly cloudy, widespread dense fog this morning. Warm with highs in the mid-60s for tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s, and for tomorrow, partly cloudy. Unseasonably warm with highs in the lower 70s. Currently, it is 48 degrees in Coshocton. 13 minutes till the top of the hour. Let's take another phone call now. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
Yeah, I was concerned about that fog, too. I didn't go out in it. But anyway, you were talking about your hibiscus?
Yes.
Now, how long have you had it planted? It's in your bucket yet, right?
Yeah, it's in, I think I put it in a 10-gallon, 7 or 10-gallon bucket. It's in a big big container. I think he gave it to me probably in, I'm going to guess early May. I think it's been outside the whole time. So since May, it grew very, very quickly and is quite tall right now. It's a bit spindly. The leaves fell off of it. I've left it outside, but it seems to be healthy.
Well, I wonder if it being confined in the bucket, maybe that would keep it from, you know, getting bushier-like. But my daughter-in-law has one. It's the big burgundy flowers on it,
yeah.
And she's had it for years, but she cuts it down every fall, you know, late fall, cut
mm-hmm.
it down. And I was wondering if you should, how you should handle yours. It should probably be cut, but I don't want you to whack it down and croak on you. But I was wondering, because I know that's how you maintain them, you know, you cut them back.
I haven't done a lot of research on it, so I don't know how long they live, if you need to cut them back the the first year. There's a possibility that it will ultimately become root bound in the container that it's in right now. I don't think we're at that point yet, though, because it's first year. But I don't know. I don't know how long they live or what you need to do to maintain it.
Well, she's had hers for at least 6 or 7 years.
Yeah.
But she cuts it way down. It isn't. You don't even know there's anything there until spring comes, and all at once, here comes all the foliage back up.
Yeah, so, that's what I need to do with my wisteria. I have a love-hate relationship with that thing.
Oh, it's in a pot, or is it?
No. It's growing on a trellis out. It came with the house. It's growing on a trellis outside my patio, and it just grows. It needs to be trimmed literally just about as often as you mow your lawn.
Hmm.
It grows like crazy, and very seldom. Every once in a while, I've been treated to some blooms, and when it blooms, it's beautiful and very fragrant.
Yeah.
But some years I don't get anything, and I can trim it all the way back down to the nubs, and it is back with a vengeance the year after that. I tried to kill it once and couldn't.
No kidding. You know, I had a hibiscus that bloomed 1 year, and it was a dry, so I had a Clorox bottle, you know, your bleach bottle, plastic jug. So I had rinsed it out really good and put water in, took it down to water the plant, and guess what? Killed it. Because the bleach, there must have been enough bleach left in the bottle that didn't come out.
Yeah.
And it died on me. Yep. I wasn't too happy with that. So don't use your bleach bottle for flowers unless you want to kill them.
I won't do that.
Yeah. Well, I just had to put my 2 cents in on that hibiscus because they are such a beautiful plant.
Yeah, they are. And I probably ought to figure out something soon. I don't know how long I should leave it outside. It probably ought to be indoors by now. But
but if you stick it in the ground, it's out all the time.
That's true.
So you'll have to figure out your little garden spot there you're going to put it in.
Hmm.
And then, so everybody can see it.
Well, there wasn't much to look at except some some red leaves this year, but there's all different. You think of the burgundy and the pink ones, but the hybrids, there's all different colors of them now, and I don't know what color of a bloom that I'm even supposed to get with this one.
Yes, but you can go back to the man that gave you the seed, can't you?
I can do that. And,
I would try and check it out. Maybe he's got more seeds now.
Well, and he takes off for Florida every year. I don't know if he's still around here now or not. We're running out of time, but tomorrow's Friday. Maybe we can pick it up again tomorrow.
Yeah, he's probably listening to you today anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, have a great day, man.
You too. Thank you for calling. It is 8 minutes till the top of the hour, and we'll be back once again right after this.
Taxing Tim Ryan backed all of Joe Biden's reckless spending. $140 million for a resort in Florida, $2 million for ski slopes in Iowa, COVID checks to criminals. It's crushing Ohio families with inflation and higher prices on everything, from groceries to gas to housing. To pay for it all, Ryan and Biden agreed on $20 billion in higher taxes on low and middle-income Ohio families. Higher taxes even on families making less than $75,000 a year. Taxes that will make our lives even more expensive. Taxing Tim Ryan's not going to change. He's voted with Joe Biden
every single time.
Taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden. Wrong for Ohio.
Every single time.
Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
BASF knows your field holds big potential. So when you want to invest in the future, we're ready to be the partner that can help get you further. We put new tools and technologies in your hand so you can grow more, protect more, and command more. And with the BASF financing program, it's easier than ever to expand your operation with better terms and less requirements for investing. Learn more at BASF-grower-finance.com. Helping you do the biggest job on earth. Always read and follow label directions.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Call the FlyHoopty.com Sports Service at 623-9867. Buy on the fly in the privacy of your own home in 15 minutes or less. Visit FlyHoopty.com to get started today.
Crowd gets the snap out of the gun, back to pass, looks and floats that one on the left side, wide open, Henderson, and Henderson takes it into the end zone, Travion Henderson with a touchdown on a 26-yard pass play from C.J. Stroud.
This is the voice of the Buckeyes, Paul Keels. Saturday, Ohio State heads to Evanston to take on the Northwestern Wildcats. We'll be on the air with the AEP Energy Buckeye pregame show beginning at 10:30 a.m. here on the Ohio State Sports Network from Learfield.
WTNS is looking for part-time and full-time people for news and stringer opportunities. If you have some time on your hands and would like to stay connected to the community by attending some meetings and reporting about them, give us a call. It's a small business atmosphere with flexible hours. Call 622-1560 or email your interest to WTNS993@yahoo.com.
Applications are available now at the Salvation Army on Chestnut Street for families to fill out for Christmas Castle and Christmas food. Families can sign up between 10 a.m. and noon and 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. now until November 16th. Use the gym entrance. Applications are also available on Facebook at Coshocton Salvation Army.
Now that's a sound you can live with. Home fires injure and kill thousands each year. You can help prevent needless fire deaths and injuries by remembering to change and test the batteries in your smoke alarms and carbon monoxide detectors when you change your clocks for daylight saving time. Be sure to remind your friends, family, and neighbors to do the same. A life-saving reminder from the Coshocton Fire Department and WTNS Radio.
Are you dreaming of something greater? A college degree, job skills, a rewarding career? As a member of the Ohio Army National Guard, those dreams can become a reality. The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program can pay 100% of your college tuition. As a proud member of the Ohio Army National Guard, you're eligible for the scholarship program as soon as you enlist, and you'll become a part of an elite group of men and women who've sworn to serve and protect their community, state, and nation. Start fulfilling your dreams today with an education that will help you land the career you've always wanted. To learn more information, contact me, Staff Sergeant Hogan, your local Ohio Army National Guard recruiter at 740-602-0577. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This Lost and Found Pet information is brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic. A brown and white long-haired adult doodle with no collar nor tags was found on County Road 12. And this dog has been taken to the animal shelter. Their phone number is 740-622-9777. A young female husky with no collar nor tags was found in the Union School area, and that phone number is 740-502-1241. This lost and found pet information was brought to you by the Pleasant Valley Veterinary Clinic.
Okay, forest animals, today is a new day. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow.
Yes?
Have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. Okay, river.
Dude.
How's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man. Perfect for a little riverside shoeless relaxation.
Ah, good. Owl, you here?
Course.
Hoo-hoo to Ishkin. I am. Look, you know the drill. Sleep during the day, scare the kids at night.
Perfect. I love my job.
Oak tree?
Sup?
Still in the same place I left you last year. That's what I like, consistency.
Well, it's not like I'm going anywhere for the next couple hundred years.
I know. I love it. Turtle.
Turtle. He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. You'd think he would have learned by now to leave the night before our meetings. Okay. Squirrel. Has anybody seen Mr. Squirrel?
The forest has been preparing just for you. Visit a forest near you today. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
10:58. Let's take one more quick call this morning. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? I guess not. I'll be back one more time right after this.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Well, that'll wrap up our show for today. Thank you for calling, and thank you all for listening. And we'd like to thank Audrey Phillips from the Warsaw Lions Club telling us all about their annual show coming up November 19th and 20th at the Riverview High School Auditorium. And thanks to Stephanie Slifko, Deputy Director at the Coshocton County Board of Election, for some last-minute Election Day and voting tips. And go Lady Redskins, taking on New Lexington this evening at Heath in the Sweet 16. Airtime 5:45, game time 6 o'clock. Weather forecast calls for partly cloudy skies today. Warm with highs in the mid-60s for tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 40s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy and unseasonably warm with highs in the lower 70s. Currently it is 48 in Coshocton. This is WTNS FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It's 11 o'clock.
Listen to the WTNS communication lines Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. on WTNS FM 99.3 or online at mywtnsradio.com.